Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, August 9th edition. Hope everybody had a great weekend, recording a little earlier on a Sunday as I got some other stuff going on. And so you might hear some noise in the background, but this is what we got to do to get things done for you, to get you out on a Monday. But it's a small slate, five-game slate on DK starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. If you're playing FanDuel, it's only four games starting at 8.05 p.m. Eastern. So go figure the fun stuff out there. But we will be in and we will be out. I only have two totals for you. Make sure you check me out on Twitter at BDintric with your questions, or join us in the free Fantasy DGen Slack chat, which has been rocking and rolling all weekend and all season long. Some nice green screens this weekend in DK and in Prize Picks. Prize Picks has been great in all the sports. It's been really, really good stuff. If you're new to Prize Picks, you download the app and create an account. Use promo code Bubba when you create that account, B-U-B-B-A, to get a first-time deposit match up to $100. So go check it out at prizepicks.com or download the app at Prize Picks. Create an account. Use promo code Bubba to make all that good stuff happen. All right, five games in, out, we'll be done here. Pitching on the slate, Freddie Peralta's 10-5 at Chicago. Really great spot here. We know that Chicago White Sox lineup, it's decent now. It's not horrible, but it's not great by any means. Ortega's been good. You got Contreras. You got Baez anymore. It's not great. It's not great. But you have a couple pieces still sitting there for you. But you got Freddie Peralta back to six innings in each of his last two starts. Got up to 98 pitches his last time out. I'd imagine that means they're going to let him go here for a couple more starts before they shut him down. There's always that risk that it can happen, but for now, we've got to pretend he's good to go. He's going up here against Chicago. Team striking out 25% of the time versus right-handed pitchers over the last month, hitting 241 with an 89 WRC+. That number's going to keep dropping as those Chris Bryant and Rizzo and Baez numbers drop off as well. So Peralta, great spot at 10-5. Luis Castillo, $10,000 at the Cleveland Indians, is a really, really nice spot here. Luis Castillo has been nothing but amazing after those like rough couple months to start the season. He's coming in off back-to-back. He's gone six innings or more in four straight starts. One or less in three of the four. And he's got seven or more Ks in all four starts. He's put up 22 or more DK points each and every time. Like, I'd really have Freddie over. I mean, I'd have Luis Castillo over Freddie Peralta personally because I know what I'm getting. At least there's no restrictions on innings for one. And it's a Cleveland Indians team that is striking out over 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. 243 average, 88 WRC+. So Luis Castillo for me over Freddie Peralta. Peralta's just fine. But give me some Luis Castillo. You can go Gio at 9,300. Lucas Giolito, he's all or nothing. He's been really, really good. And when he's bad, it's really, really bad. So if you want to go Gio, you can. I prefer Luis Castillo in this setup. Joe Musgrove at home against the Miami Marlins coming out of Coors Field is an intriguing one. Musgrove's put up 17 or more DK points in three straight starts, six or more innings, two runs or less, five or more Ks in back-to-back starts. And it's a Miami Marlins team that really didn't light the world on fire in Coors Field, striking out nearly 24% of the time versus righties. 247 average, 97 WRC+. So you can go Musgrove if you choose. But my SP2 on tonight's slate is Jameson Taillon, $7,800 at the Kansas City Royals. Talked about Taillon's last time. He was pitcher of the month in the American League in July. He's been outstanding, put up 27 points against Baltimore his last go-around. Five or more innings pitched in eight straight starts, two runs or less in seven of those eight starts. 10 Ks his last time out. So he's put up 20 or more DK points in three straight starts. Now he's at the Kansas City Royals, which just had a late delayed game against the Cardinals wrap up, but they're striking out 22% of the time versus righties, hitting 274 with a 72 WRC plus. They for an okay average, but zero power basically versus right-handed pitching. So a guy like Jameson Taillon could go in there and make some magic happen. Lefties are what you're worried about against Taillon. Top of my head, Carlos Santana, Ryan O'Hearn, not a ton scares me. Maybe Nicky Lopez, like nothing's really jumping off the page to scare me from the left side of the plate with the Kansas City Royals. So Taillon's a really good SP2 to pair with Luis Castillo on this slate. Other than that, I'm not really punting with anybody else down here at this point in time. There's the Minnesota's using an opener, the long man. The only other punt, I guess, there's one punt. If you want to get really goofy on a five-game slate, or a four game slate if you're on FanDuel, Carlos Hernandez for the Kansas City Royals against the New York Yankees. Hernandez, five innings and six innings in his last two starts, one runner less in both, six Ks, four Ks, and over 20 DK points through 93 pitches his last time out. Young right-handed pitcher for the Kansas City Royals, been very, very effective. The Yankees will be without Rizzo, of course. They're striking out over 24% of the time versus righties with an 82 WRC plus over the last month versus right-handed pitching. So if you want to get weird on this slate, Hernandez can be the nice guy to be different because it's a small slate, four games on FanDuel, five games on DK. You're going to have to be a little different somewhere. Hernandez will be different because everyone likes the Yankees every night. That's just how it works. Not everyone, but they're always popular. And people at worst don't want to fade them. They might not use their bats. They don't want to fade them. So a guy like Hernandez at 62 could be a nice contrarian play. So up top, you got guys like Freddie Peralta, Luis Castillo. I take Castillo over Peralta. Both okay plays. In the middle, you got Musgrove and Taillon. I like Taillon a lot. Ideally, I want Castillo-Taillon combination. That's where I'm going with things. If you want to punt with Carlos Hernandez, that definitely works as well at 6,200. The bats on this slate, these five-game slate, going to the catcher's position for you now. Mitch Garver at 43 is a nice contrarian play. If you are fading Giolito, I say it time and time again. If you're a regular listener, you should know by now. Right-handed power versus Lucas Giolito. So Mitch Garver at 43 is a nice contrarian play against Gio. If you're looking to save some cash, Omar Narvaez at 38 versus Alec Mills. Narvaez went deep on Sunday, so he'd be a nice look for you in that one. A couple others down below here. You got guys like Vic Caratini versus Thompson at 31. If you need to, I'd rather go up to Narvaez or go down even farther. Maybe Zebby Zavala gets to start for the White Sox. He's 26. Be a nice cheap play for you. Otherwise, check your lineups. It's a Monday. We've seen recently these Mondays and Thursdays, a lot of vets are getting days off, so you might get some value at some positions you're not used to getting for sure. First base position, Joey Votto continues to rake. It's a lefty. I don't care. 5,800 for Votto. Very, very much in play in this matchup. Eduardo Escobar versus lefty Mills. We love to attack when we can. So if you're stacking Milwaukee, Escobar stands out. I prefer Votto if paying above 5K at the first base position. Now, if you're saving some cash, though, you can drop all the way below 4K now. Luke Voigt's intriguing, coming back off the IL. You mentioned Carlos Santana. But again, right-handed power, Miguel Sano at 34. Jesus Aguilar went deep on Sunday. He's 33. So you got those guys going for you. And then if, like, Rowdy Tellez at 29 cracks the Milwaukee lineup, which he should, that's a nice value. If you are fading Taillon, Ryan O'Hearn at 23. And another value, Schwindel of Chicago, lefty power batsman, playing first base every day for the Cubs. He's 22 versus Peralta. So those are the guys I'll be looking out in their situations. Second base position, you got Jonathan India versus Hinches at 48. That's a great play in that matchup versus Hinches leading off for the Reds, who will be very, very popular once again tonight. Cesar Hernandez for the White Sox at 42 is a very nice leadoff bat versus Minnesota in their opener situation. Love Jake Cronenworth. The fact this price tag keeps dropping is mind-boggling to me. Put up 19 more points for you on Sunday. The dude just keeps producing 11 or more points in two of his last three games. He's 4K going up against Thompson. He's second base shortstop eligible. Really nice value in his situation. Colton Wong's 36. Whit Merrifield's 35. And Jorge Polanco's only 34. Like, the Twins' value is very intriguing. Like, I love Gio. Gio can deal at any moment when he's off. Like I said, it's really off and makes the Twins' bats kind of intriguing. Who they were productive over the weekend against Houston, so keep that in mind. Other than that, not a ton standing out right now at second base. Third base for you, though. J-Ram at 57, I'm always on board with. Machado, you can too, but I prefer J-Ram for a couple hundred dollar savings. Machado's been massively disappointed, but he's 49 in a good matchup against the Twins pitching situation. Eugenio Suarez versus a lefty at 4K is always tournament worthy in his matchup. And then Luis Arias at 3K if you're stacking Minnesota. Williams Astudillo, same 28 if you're stacking Minnesota. But other than that, nothing really at this point in time. Again, small slate. Lineups will be key. Lineups will be very key on this slate. Shortstop, you got Timmy Anderson. Willy Adames has been on fire. He's 55. Really good look from Willy. Ahmed Rosario, if you're stacking Cleveland. If you're fading Castillo, Cleveland. Rosario at 41. But again, Cronenworth, second base shortstop at 4K. Kyle Farmer's only 39, hitting 6 for Cincinnati. That's a really good spot as well. Andres Jimenez is back for Cleveland. He's 2,600. So he's another guy you can take a look at for some savings at the shortstop position. Outfield, Winker at 56 is outstanding. I prefer him versus righty, so it's not as outstanding as usual, but still, Hinches shouldn't be deep for this game, which means Cleveland bullpen, which means good times. You got Joey Gallo. You got Framil Reyes, I always like in tournaments. Those check the boxes there. Some cheaper options. You got Tommy Pham at 47. Eloy Jimenez having a monster Sunday night off of Zach Davies and company. He's 44, so get that before the price tag gets out of control. Trent Grisham's only 43. You got Nick Castellanos versus a lefty. Castie's been kind of slow coming off the IL, but could be a good spot. Only 4K. Very nice discount in this matchup. So, like, Eloy, enjoy the 44. Castie, enjoy the 4K. Enjoy those discounts while you can. Like, some guys are cheap just because they're, like, in the 2Ks. Some guys are cheap because they're mispriced because they haven't really got going yet. So keep that in mind. If you're stacking Milwaukee, Avisel Garcia's 38 for a little bit of value for you. A few others to look at as you go down. Aristides Aquino for Cincinnati at 31 is a great value against Hinches. He should be in a lineup since they'll have a DH, plus it's a lefty on the mound. So Aquino should check the box at 3,100. Lorenzo Cain versus Mills at 29 is a nice value. If you're fading Freddy Peralta or you just want like a one-off value play, Rafael Ortega at 28 is very, very solid as well. A few others for you to check the boxes down here. You know, like I said, Ryan O'Hearn, if you need to as a one-off, you can. But Miles Straw at 22, probably hitting towards the top of the Cleveland lineup. Edward Olivares at 21 is another value I like because I like Olivares' talent very, very much. And then Lewis Brinson swinging it really well. He's 2K for Miami. So check those out and see what pops up for you. And Bradley Zimmer's actually been decent. And Shogo Akiyama hitting eighth but getting on base a lot. So you got some decent plays depending on your stacks and what lineups come out for you as well. All right, recapping the pitching real quick on this slate. You got Peralta and Castillo up top. Prefer Castillo over Peralta. You got Taillon and Musgrove in the middle. I prefer Taillon. Ideally, I want a Castillo-Taillon combo. And then if you're punting it, Cesar Hernandez at 62 would be my punt as well. Stacking it up, Cincinnati versus Hinches. You go back to it again. India, Votto. Maybe I switch a little more to Casty instead of Winker with the lefty on the mound. I still like Winker a lot. Don't forget Farmer's a nice value. Aquino's a nice value. And Moustakas is back. You can go Milwaukee versus Mills if you want, preferably with like Wong and Tellez and Adames, stuff like that, but mix in some Avisel Garcia and Lorenzo Cain as well. I like the Chicago White Sox versus Minnesota quite a bit. You got your Tim Andersons, your Abreus, but also don't forget your Andrew Vaughns. Sheets has been struggling a bit, but you got Cesar Hernandez and a couple others, so see how that fits out for you as well. So like I said, quick one, folks, quick one. Make sure you check me out on Twitter at BDEntric. The podcast, if you give a rate and review on iTunes, MLB DFS Quick Hits. For your season-long fantasy baseball players, Bench to Bubba twice a week for you. Go give a listen there and give a rate and review as well. And if you're new to Prize Picks, do a download the app, prizepicks.com, and use promo code Bubba when you create your account, B-U-B-B-A. You'll get a first-time deposit bonus up to $100. All right, good luck on your Monday, everybody. It's going to be a quick one again. Start 5-game slate starting at 6 Eastern on DraftKings, 4-game slate starting at 8 Eastern on FanDuel. Good luck, everybody. I'll be back with you guys on Tuesday. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, August 9th edition. I'm out.
Hey there, I'm Brandon Gelly from the Always Cheating Podcast, co-hosted with my friend Josh Landon. In case you didn't know, the show you're listening to right now, as well as my show, is part of the Blue Wire Podcast Network. What is Blue Wire? Blue Wire was founded in 2018 on the concept that independent podcasts would be more successful if they worked together. Today, Blue Wire has grown to feature 300 shows led by former athletes, media professionals, and passionate fans. And over the past few years, Blue Wire has privately raised more than $10 million to expand their team, their podcast network, and their business operations. Now they're raising another round on WeFunder. WeFunder is a crowdfunding service that connects startups with investors. And it's a cool platform that gives everyone the opportunity to be a part of a growing startup. You can invest as little as $100. In other words, you don't have to be a millionaire to invest in cool companies on WeFunder. Blue Wire is raising money to expand their sales team and improve operations, which will in turn help this show continue to grow. So if you'd like to be a part of the Blue Wire investment round or want to find out more information, visit WeFunder.com/BlueWire.